Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You have tuned in to the Power of Prayer with Prophetess Patricia Williams. We will be discussing the principles of prayer and how your prayer can invade heaven. Now sit back, relax, and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to your spirit.
Welcome to another episode of the Power of Prayer Talk Show, where I am your host for the next 30 minutes, Prophetess Patricia Williams. I greet each of you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for tuning in so faithfully. Thank you for even tuning in on today. It has been a blessing. Just to have each of you on today. I thank God for what he's doing in each of you lives, because you have shown how that God has been moving by the topics we have been discussing and how much that God is really elevating each of you. And I just want to take time out to say thank you. And also, I just want to take time out to let you know that you are welcome to call in anytime you have a question, or if you don't feel comfortable calling in, you can always, excuse me, you can always email me at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. I'm trying to do 5 things at one time, but God bless anyway. It is God's doing anyhow. Amen. So I want you to call the number. It is 347-324-3622. That's 347-324-3622. Amen. There's a lot of static in that background there, so I'm going to just kind of mute that off. Welcome to the show, Apostle Thomas. How are you doing today?
I'm blessed.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Excited about the show.
Amen. Thank you for tuning in on today. Today we got a very interesting topic. I seen you post it, and then I decided that is something that needs to be discussed in the body of Christ, and that is prophetic plagiarism. And we know what the word means in the natural. Plagiarism means you are copying somebody else's work or what someone else has said, not getting your own ideas, taking somebody else's idea. So let's just hop in it from the natural standpoint into the spiritual standpoint. excuse me, my throat is kind of scratchy today. But woman of God would like to kick it off today.
Well, plagiarism, especially prophetically, is a big issue right now in the body of Christ, because now we have people repeating things that might and might not be from God, or saying something that they have not gotten from God, so they don't know if it's a proven word or not. But because it sounds good and it gets a response from the people, they'll begin to repeat it. It happens because you have people that are saying that they're prophets and saying that they're prophetic when in reality they're not. So they have to look for words from someone else. And a lot of times they'll piggyback off of it. And what they'll do, they'll add a few little words that might sound a little different, or they'll add a few little words that, you know, that's not exactly like. And then you have the ones that don't care. They'll just repeat everything that you say. So many times they're doing that, woman of God, and not realizing the warfare or the forces of the demonic kingdom that have came against that prophet that released that word. And they'll open themselves up to a warfare or attack that they're not equipped to handle many times. But it's a going thing right now because people are not taking their time to really seek God for themselves. So they're taking a shortcut by copying the words of someone. And like I said, the words might be true and they might not be true, but either way it goes, because they didn't hear from God, they're just repeating something that they seems to sound good, but don't know if it's really of God.
Oh, okay. Apostle AJ, welcome to the show. Excuse me. Welcome to the show, Apostle AJ.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. It's good to have you on. Do you have anything to add?
Woman of God, I jumped in before you finished, gave the explanation of the topic. So I'm going to just go ahead and listen, and I'll take the next round.
Okay. Okay. Okay, Apostle Thomas, I have a question. Plagiarism is very high. It is very high, not only in the natural realm, but also in the spiritual realm as well. Would you per se that just to the fact that they are lazy, they just don't want to seek a word from God, and they just, some people take it as well that it's a fame thing when you have a word from God to deliver, that brings attention to themselves. So would you say most people that walk in the prophetic, I'm going to rephrase that, some people that walk in the prophetic and they have they become lazy or like nonchalant, they were just a piggyback off of someone else instead of just getting a word for themselves?
Yeah, they have become lazy in the fact that they won't seek God for themselves. Yeah, they have become lazy, and then they begin to get a don't care attitude due to the fact that, like you said, they have become lazy and don't feel the unction to want to, you know, get in the presence of the Lord. Because what a lot of people don't understand, that sometimes a prophet are laid before God for hours, sometimes even days before the Lord even speak. And so, you know, they won't take the time to just stay in his presence until he speaks. They don't want to take that time because that we have been taught that God just readily just speak, you know, just instantly, whatever, as soon as you get there, he's going to say something. But there have been times when you'll be in the presence of the Lord, sometimes, like I said, for hours, sometimes for days before he'll even say anything. And most of them are not going to take that time. They're not going to take the initiative to just stay there, and they don't have the patience to just stay there and wait until God gets ready to speak. So they become lazy in it, like I said, because they find an easy way to say something. And then a lot of times they use the plagiarism too, woman of God, because they just want, you know, they take it from a person that might have a popular and proven voice so that they can add credibility to what they say. But most of the time they're just lazy and don't want to take that time to wait till God speaks before they'll get a word.
Another person's warfare. I can sense that with someone else trying to act like someone else that do not know their own identity. That's where I perceive that as somebody is taking on someone else's warfare. But you said that at the beginning. How does that connect to taking on someone else's warfare?
Because there is a certain warfare that's connected mm-hmm. to any word that God gives a prophet. We can take the instance in Daniel, when Daniel had sought God and for 21 days mm-hmm. he couldn't get an answer because the answer was opposed by the prince of Persia, mm-hmm. which meant there was a warfare to even get to him what God wanted to speak to him. And in the course of it, mm-hmm. he had to go 21 days fasting and praying in the presence of the Lord, waiting for God to hear it. And, you know, anytime you're getting ready to give a word that's going to cause change or word of instruction, directions, or something that the Lord is saying, there's going to always be a challenge to it. And so, mm-hmm. you know, there's a challenge to it. There's a challenge to it due to the fact that many times demonic forces rise up against you. And then there's a challenge mm-hmm. sometimes because of the word that we get sometimes from the Lord is not pleasant, it's not pleasing, and it's a woe sometimes, it's a warning, it's a rebuke, and you'll struggle with it. And so in the course of that struggle, the enemy comes to try to take, you know, your strength and everything from you. So the warfare, there's a certain amount of warfare for you to be a person that God, a spokesperson for the Lord, that he'll use as a mouthpiece to even speak on his mm-hmm. behalf. So that word carries a warfare with it, even if it's a warfare in yourself in releasing it, because of what you got to say, it's a warfare that's connected to it.
Okay. All right. All right, Apostle Leger, you need anything to add?
Yes, ma'am. I want to say, and this is so good. As I'm listening to Apostle and I'm listening to you. But a lot of people fail mm-hmm. to realize, if you look at that word plagiarism mm-hmm. is when you copy somebody else's work. And mm-hmm. what's happening now inside of the body of Christ is people don't realize when mm-hmm. they begin to copy somebody else's work, they end up messing up their own character and integrity.
Wow.
Especially as a prophet. And what's happening mm-hmm. now is, inside of the body of Christ, prophets do not understand that you, when you begin to prophesy out of your own intellect, you end up sinning in the spiritual realm. You end up sinning off dialect to what God specifically is trying to say to the people. That's why it's so important. Mm-hmm. If it ain't yours, you don't touch it. Or if God authorizes you to be quiet, don't speak. It's okay if you operate in the prophetic that you don't have a word. It's okay, because there's going to be a period of shutting down. There's going to be a period where God is going to authorize another prophetic voice to rise up around you so that he may get to the people what he needs to get to the people. But it's scary when you start plagiarizing other prophets and you start plagiarizing God's word, because that's a fine line between blaspheming and master disintegrity. And one thing you don't want to get in trouble with God is blaspheming. Because when you commit blasphemy, that is something that you cannot recover from.
Wow, that is so good. Okay, Apostle Thomas, I want to ask you this question, because I know you and Apostle AJ, y'all have dealt with a lot of people. And I know y'all have encountered some spirits. Have you ever dealt with a person that knows they are walking in their prophetic anointing, or they are getting ready to, but God has not fully released them? Have you ever dealt with a person that moved too quickly and just started just running off at the mouth without even trying to humble themselves to listen? And
Lord,
if so, what did you do?
Lord, just got finished dealing with a group of them, not just one. It was a group mm-hmm. of them. All of them were just, you know, got together, and nobody had anybody of wisdom or anything in the midst of them. A bunch of novice prophets together. and, you know, bouncing off of each other and trying to tell them that even though you're called and chosen by God and he has given you this assignment, that there's still a process that got to take place. Because one thing about it being a prophet, more than anything, your gift is perfected by God. That's not what it is. He got to perfect your character. And that's where most of the people that walk prophetically don't want to do. They just think it's about just opening your mouth and I'm just going to say something. But your character got to be perfected, because you have to be able to know when it's God's time and season, all that. And then you got to know when to speak, so that pride and different things, how not to allow your flesh to get in there and everything. So developing character so that developing you so you know the voice of God and all that, it comes in there. And most people that's, you know, they just prophet, I just prophesy, but God develops that character. That's why it took a while. In the Old Testament, 20 years was the minimum before they just really just loose you on your own. You still had to have somebody that you walk with. That's why they had the school of the prophets, that even though, you know, they had someone that governed them until they knew that they had a position to where they understood the voice of God and can be able to do it.
Okay, Apostle AJ.
Amen. Oh, woman of God, just to add to what Apostle was saying, because it's so true, what she was saying. But, you know, I find now, woman of God, in times here inside of the body of Christ, that and getting back to that character, people don't understand that, especially in the prophetic, your character means everything. And it's not what you say, it's what you do. Especially when you hold an office that is so sensitive as the office of the prophetic and the apostle. So you have to understand that you're not only judged by your fruit, but you judge by what you do specifically. And a lot of times we have prophets who are running bootleg. And the reason why they're running bootleg is because somebody done whispered in their ear and done told them they got a gift. But nobody is telling them that they got to slow down and they got to be taught and they got to honestly be humble enough to understand that the process don't happen from Monday to Friday, but it could take Monday 2017 to Monday 2035. And that's something that nobody is telling the prophets anymore. And it's not to discredit some of them, because some of them do not know better. And I don't want to sit on this phone and specifically say that they are always wrong, because they're not always wrong. But can overseers, can leaders finally get to the place where they actually are legitimate enough to make people be accountable? And nobody want to be accountable to nobody anymore.
Nobody
want to teach nobody anymore. You know, so, you know, it's some children you spend time with. And don't get me wrong, some children that you cover, you have to spend a lot of time with them. You know, and I'm learning that now. You know, in this season, you got to spend a lot of time with certain children you cover versus others. But it has to be a level of balance, so that when people out there saying, I sit under so-and-so, or I'm a prophet, or I'm this and I'm that, you actually have not only the integrity and the character, but you actually taught, and you've been taught how to be processed in order not to not only prophetically plagiarize, but to be prophetically legitimate in the body of Christ.
And you said something very profound, accountability plus. Some people just don't want to be taught. Can you specifically say some people, because I know some people got issues. They are deal with issues. And so in order for God to use you to the fullest, you got to release some. But would you agree that we have some people out here that have issues, that they do not want to face their issues to come completely out to be taught, and that's why they just out there just speaking anything they want to, because they don't want to be opened up to get delivered and to get healed. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, woman of God, I'll say this. It's a lot of people that don't want to be accountable for their own lives.
Yes.
And when you do not acknowledge that you have a problem specifically, not say you're going to be perfect, because I have never met somebody who is so together that they never have no issue to deal with. I can honestly say, you know, sitting on this broadcast, I had a problem with patience, and I had a problem with dealing with God people. You know, when you want people to get something, and you almost want to shake them and you want them to get it now, but I had to understand that I cannot change the hearts and the mind of people. I only have to just give them the information and leave the information for them to process and decide if they want to use it. And it go hand in hand what we're talking about. If you don't want to acknowledge that you have an issue, you're going to be running prophetically half-cocked, or you're going to be running completely illegal. And the reason why you're going to run illegal is because you want to prophesy and you want God to use you out of the same morsel that you fornicate with, or that you commit adultery with, or, you know, you do the things you do, but you don't want nobody to look at yours, and you don't want to look at yours yourself, but you want to look at everybody else's and tell them what they need to do. And I'm not trying to sound cliche when I say this, but again, if you remember in the Word of God, it says specifically, how can the blind lead the blind and except they both go in the ditch?
So true. That's so true. So Apostle, what is your intake on that? Apostle Thomas.
Well,
what is your intake? Oh, I faded out?
Y'all faded out on my end.
Did you hear what he was saying? Or did you hear my question?
The last two words. I didn't hear your
question.
But
did you hear my question?
No, that's what I'm saying. I didn't hear your question.
Okay. I was asking him, what about we were talking about accountability and how some people do not want to be accountable. Okay, so I said, what about the ones that are out here that have the issues and they do not want to address the issues within themselves, but then still yet they are going out there and they are speaking God, we can say it's his, you know, speaking what a God has told them to speak, or then some of them are not. But they just refuse to get themselves together and to deal with their hurt. What do you say about that issue?
Well, it's a bad issue because it's as if people right now seemingly don't want to address the fact that people are out of order in that area. And then when you have the people that are out there like that, because somebody that they think is reputable, one of God has spoken and called them this, they won't listen to the words of anybody else with wisdom tell them that, you know, they out of order, they walking contrary. And then some of them, like you say, do know, but they'll still do it because somebody has who they feel is worthy of being able to validate them, have validated them. And so they'll continue to walk like that, even though they know that what they're doing is wrong, or what they're saying is wrong, or what they're speaking is out of order. They'll still do it just because somebody that they think is a trusted voice in the body of Christ validated them.
All right. So it's validation. So what you're saying, that the person that is over them or trying to help them, they would not accept, or they just refuse to tell them the truth?
They refuse to tell them. Many times they just refuse to tell them the truth.
Okay. All right. You have anything else to add, Apostle?
No, ma'am. Apostle Bennett said it all.
Okay, when a person is dealing with that, Apostle Thomas, I know you have encountered some people that is like that. Will you sit them down until they get themselves together?
Yeah, I just did that on a couple of them. You know, they fighting mad, ready to beat me up and everything. But I had to allow them to understand that they couldn't continue on in that vein. It were because they were not in a position, you understand what I'm saying, to really be able to continue to walk according to the way they needed to walk. So sitting them down, giving them the understanding that I'm not trying to hurt you, but I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to get you to a place to where you can have understanding, so that you can know that this is about you getting in a place where your character and everything can be developed. And so in the course of that, many times when you do sit them down, you come to a conclusion that they will begin to fight you because of that.
And they also will go and spread your name because they're upset with you.
They'll
go talk negative behind your back and just cause a big scene. And some people just so subject to believe them without even thinking, okay, there is a reason behind this, and they won't take time out to find out the reason, because some people just love gossip. Just put it out like that. Apostle AJ, you have anything to add?
Woman God, I'm so sorry, but you did kind of cut out a little bit on my end. Can you please repeat that question you had asked?
I said, do you have anything to add? Because she was saying some people will get upset and they don't want to sit down. And they will leave. And then I was telling her, yeah, and once they leave, they will go out and they will put your name out like that. You did something to them without them really knowing what had really happened. They would get so upset. So I was asking,
you know,
did you have anything to add?
And you know what I say to that woman of God? Offside, three-quarter penalty. And the reason why I say it that way is because and it might seem harsh if I tell you specifically to sit down, but I actually love you enough to tell you that so that you don't open the floodgates to illegal warfare. And that's what a lot of preachers fail to realize. We don't sit you down because we're trying to embarrass you or because we don't think you're anointed.
Yeah.
We just feel that you got to get processed. And just like I heard Apostle, you know, say that a minute ago about how some of them mad, they act like they want to fight. They know better than that because Leger over here in Louisiana, and I know how to get to Carolina.
Okay.
But anyway, at the same time, you have to understand that we're not trying to hurt you. We're just trying to save you the embarrassment and the trouble of going through stuff that we know legitimately you can't handle, because if you could have handled it, you wouldn't have been running suspect in the first place. So you became susceptible to what you're dealing with. So then you want to turn around and you want to run suspect, and then you don't want to sit down. Why add all that trouble to yourself?
Amen. So true. Apostle Thomas, you have the last word. What advice will you give a person that's walking in plagiarism?
My advice to them is to stop it. No, we'll stop it because they don't understand. First off, is there portraying a liar before the Lord, because they didn't get that. And most of the time when they're saying it, they're saying that the Lord gave it to them, when in fact they got it from somebody else. So it makes them become a liar and unaccountable to the Lord. And so in the course of that, they're going to be judged for the words that they sent out that God didn't put in their mouth, even though they're copying. And there's nothing wrong with someone saying that, you know, this is, I, I heard this and the Lord told me this, and but I got it from somebody else. And instead of being given the credit to where the credit is due, they take it upon themselves to make the people think that they have labored for that word. And because of that, God would judge them for acting a lie and portraying a lie. So my advice to them is to really get a relationship with God where they can seek God for themselves, and then they won't be caught up with people pushing them into doing something that it goes against the very word and the ways of God. So, yeah, I would advise them to really get a relationship with the Lord.
Okay. All right. That was very, very good. Very good. I really enjoyed it. I thank you, Apostle Thomas. I thank you, Apostle Leje, for tuning in on today. I thank my listening audience. And until next week, everyone have a blessed week. God bless you. Thank you, woman of God, and thank you, man of God. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on The Power of Prayer. I pray that your souls was blessed on today. But most of all, I pray that you have received revelation regarding your prayer. If you are blessed by this ministry, please drop us a line at faithisthekey_prayer@yahoo.com. You can also mail your prayer request to P.O. Box 6723, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Don't forget to tune in every Monday at 5:30 p.m. You can also check out the website at www.patriciajwilliams.web.com. Remember, prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door. Until next time, be blessed.